Masechet Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ko Mechabed Es Torah, Gufo Mechubed Ala Brios. Rabbi Yossi says, anybody who is Mechabed the Torah, he gives the proper respect to the Torah, he stands up for Sefer Torah, he also gives the proper respect to Sfarim, he gives the proper respect to Chumashim and Mishnayos and Gemaras. He doesn't put a Mishnayos on top of a Chumash, he doesn't put a Navi on top of a Chumash, he gives proper respect to people that learn Torah, he stands up for Talmidei Chachamim. Such a person, his guf, will be honored by people. People will give him kavod. As the Torah is the ikar kavod in this world. And since he is mechabed the Torah, so he himself is considered mechubed, and people will respect him. The koha mechalo es ha Torah, gufo mechulo ahabrios. And anybody who profanes the Torah, he does not give respect to Torah, he doesn't stand up for a sefer Torah, he doesn't stand up for Talmidei Chachamim, he doesn't give the proper respect to people that learn Torah, in such a case, he is not considered an honorable person. The opposite, he is a person that kavod is not fitting for him. So therefore, his guf will be mechulo on people. People will not give him respect. As since he does not respect the Torah, which is the ikar kavod in this world, people will not respect him either. Masechet Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Yishmael b'no Omer. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yose, says, HaChosech Asmo min adin. Poreg mimenu eva begezel uswusha. Somebody who spares himself from din, meaning to say, even though he is right to be appointed as a dayan, he prefers not to be a dayan. Or, in a case where he is a dayan and a din comes in front of him, he prefers not to judge the case. Instead, he tries to make a compromise between the sides. In such a case, he is being poreg and removing from himself hate gezel and a swusha. To swear falsely, as many times, when a dayan judges a case, the side that loses will hate him. Or if the dayan makes a mistake in his judgment and he is judging a financial dispute, that could be gezel, as he will be mechayev, a person who is not really chayev, so too. Shvua shav, a false shvua, can come out of a din, as a person who is chayev, a shvua, might swear falsely. So therefore, it's better not to be a dayan at all, or even if you are a dayan, it's better not to judge a case. Instead, you should make a pshara between the sides. V'hagat libo v'hora shoyte rasha v'gat ruach. Somebody who is a gat lev when it comes to hora, when it comes to passing a din, he's very arrogant and he feels overconfident that he knows how to judge and he won't make a mistake. He's a fool. As we said, somebody who tries to get out of being a dayan removes from himself people hating him, as many times that one of the Baal Edinim will hate the dayan who judges against him. So this person who loves to be a dayan and is overconfident and runs to judge a case is a fool, as people are going to hate him because of it. And he's also a rasha. And since Ayidei Din many times, it could lead together if you pass him wrong. And certainly this person who's arrogant and overconfident, that itself will lead him to making mistakes, as he will not give the proper reflection to each case. And therefore, there's a very good chance that he will judge improperly, and that will lead to gezel. So he's a rasha, as he is causing gezel. And he's also a gas ruach, he's a foul gaiva, as he should be scared to be a dayan. He should be humble and think that he's not right to be a dayan. So therefore, he's a gas ruach, and somebody who's a foul gaiva is considered metuav, despicable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.